Talk a little bit about where Boston University sits in designing their practicum program. All schools, accredited schools of public health, have a required practicum, and there's no real distinct way that each school does it. So I'll just give you a little background about how Boston University sets up theirs. I have no relationships to disclose, and the practicum lies within the Office of Public Health Practice, and our office teaches students the applications of public health and the principles and builds in partnerships with the community. So we're responsible for the practicum program. Career services also lies within our office, and we also do work with community engagement. So for this year, our practicum program had 311 students, and we did 24 different countries, and we had 40 students doing international placements. Up until now, we haven't had any funding for our students to do their work internationally, and so these panelists have either paid for it themselves or had a little bit of money through the organizations that they work with. But just recently this fall, Banco Santander, a bank in Spain, awarded the school $450,000 to be used over the next 3 years for students to do, students within the International Health Department to sponsor their global practicum. And so the way that they're gonna break that down is that it's 45 students each year will receive funding. We have a summer Kenya program that 25 students within that program will receive funding. And then there'll be an additional 20 students that do traditional international practicum that can receive funding. And it's 10 of those students will receive funding for doing practicum work in Latin American countries. And then the other 10 is just unrestricted international placements. So the school is very lucky. Banco Santander actually approached the school with this funding based on our global health department. And we're excited about a way to engage more students in practicum in the future and actually provide some funding for them. So our first panelist is Kristen Morona. And Kristen graduated this past May, focusing in international health, specifically orphans and vulnerable children.